are the kids doing? Are you at your wit's end? Do you think that, you know, we talk about life coaching for older people, don't we? But you never really consider yourself, you know, you never really consider children to be a part of that, do you? And, you know, maybe they would actually benefit from some kids coaching. Well, I guess if you, you know, you want to go for some kids coaching, you better get the kids coach on board. Naomi Richards, hello.
Hi there, Ed. How are you doing?
You are the kids coach.
I am indeed, yes. I'm a life coach that works with children from the age of 6 years old.
That's, how on earth, I assume you're a parent, first and foremost.
I am, yes. I have two children, age 7.5 and 4.
Did you get into this, it sounds like a silly question, doesn't it? But did you get into this before you had children? Was there some kind of inkling? I mean, what was your background before then?
My background, weirdly enough, was marketing, but I'd always worked with children in youth organisations, and I'd run like seminars and workshops and stuff with younger people, even when I was a teen. And when I decided to settle down and have a family and even have that thought, I thought, I want to retrain. I actually want to do something that will fit around my children and look at kind of my core skills and, you know, what that kind of career could look like. And I realised that I wanted to work with children. I wanted to help them problem solve, and I realised I was quite creative, and if I brought the three together, then I would be able to do something like life coaching with children.
I see. So beforehand, because you said about a marketing background, but obviously you've got the skills that you build from being a parent and probably being pretty well brought up yourself, I should think, as well. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of the counselling side of this as well, and also working with children. This must have taken a bit of kind of building up into what it was, honestly.
Yes, I mean, I think it's whatever business that you've got, you know, obviously you start out, and I started off really small and just started off doing one-to-one coaching with children face-to-face.
Yeah.
And then I suppose as I realised there was actually a need for it, I started to branch out. So I now do Skype coaching with children, which can be, you know, just as good. You know, if I've got a child who lives miles away from me, then they can still benefit from the coaching. Mm. And then I run workshops, I write articles, and, you know, currently I'm writing a book.
How can I put this the right way? What's happening in the background? Is that a bus stopping?
Yeah, it's a bus, yes.
I can tell a bus squeak from miles off. I'm just thinking, you know, I mean, do we have a communication problem, do we think? Are we building a communication problem between parents and children?
I don't think so. I think the thing is that, you know, years ago, children used to talk to their grandparents or they used to talk to their favourite aunts. And I think nowadays families are so fragmented that they actually, you know, who do they talk to? Do they talk to their teacher? Or, you know, they might not want to talk to their parents, especially if the problem or issue is about their parents. So I think providing a sort of an independent space for a child to talk about the way they feel or the way they think and actually get somebody that's got the tools, I suppose, of helping them through any issues or problems that they've got is of great help. Really, and I think, you know, some parents will come to me and say, Naomi, I just don't know what to do. You know, I've tried this and I've tried this. You know, will you, you know, talk to my child and you know, maybe you've got some good ideas of actually how we can get to where we want to be.
Did you have any problems putting this idea to parents in the first place, in the fact that actually I'm not going to talk to you, I'm going to talk to the children?
Not really. I think, you know, most parents kind of feel that they're grateful of having an outsider, really, where the child feels that, you know, it's their space. They can say whatever they want. You know, obviously there's a level of confidentiality. And, you know, right at the beginning of my sessions, I'll say to a child, you know, we're going to talk about whatever you want, you know, whatever you want. Whatever you say in this room is going to be confidential. But you know what? It might be a good idea that mum or dad knows, so that when we start looking at solutions to problems that you've got, we can all work together. And, you know, if we all work together, that means we'll be able to tackle the problem or issue much quicker.
Naomi Richards is, well, kind of a life coach, but a kids coach, actually. And we'll find out exactly what that might entail and perhaps some of the issues that Naomi deals with after we've heard a great track from The Killers. Coming to 20 past nine, this is Human.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind.
Won their T20 match a little bit earlier on today. If you're a Derbyshire fan, Derbyshire won their T20 match today against Warwickshire, so I'm sorry if you're in Warwickshire. 162 for 5 after 20 overs Derbyshire were in their innings. Warwickshire were 129 all out after 17.2 overs. Derbyshire coming out on top with that then. Well done, Derbyshire. Talking to the kids' coach, Naomi Richards, at the moment about, basically what she does, what a kids' coach is. And I'm just wondering, Naomi, is the toughest question that a child has asked you before, are we human? Or are we dancer? Because theoretically, if they're fans of The Killers, perhaps they'd come to you with that sort of question.
No, not quite.
It's never a question that's crossed my mind before, and until The Killers came up with it, it was never a question I thought would ever cross my mind either. So what sort of occasions would we use a kids coach then? I mean, where would I find myself as a parent?
I think you would probably find either a child that doesn't want to talk to you, but you know they've got a problem, and you just feel they need to talk to somebody. I also think that you know what the problem and you're just stuck. You just do not know how you can help your child. And I think the other reason why parents would send their children to me is because they feel that they're missing some life skills. Now, that could be as simple as their children don't really know how to make friends, how to retain friends. Their child may lack confidence or self-esteem. Motivation, they want me to give them kind of the listening skills or want them to deal with kind of negative thoughts, negative beliefs. Mm. It's just, they're stuck and they just need somebody else to kind of unstick them.
Is it not better sometimes for the child to actually come up with the answers to these problems themselves?
Yes, but I think to some extent, they need some directing. I mean, generally, if I have a child in front of me and they say, you know, this is what the issue is, you know, I'm not really happy with the fact that, you know, my brother bullies me all the time and he takes all my stuff and whatever, all the, you know, and I don't really know how to deal with it, then what I will do is I'll say, okay, so what have you thought about already? And they'll say, well, I've thought about this idea. And they'll come up with one idea. And what I do, what I bring to the table, is I bring a wealth of ideas to them and say, you know what, have you thought about this? And do you like this idea? And isn't this crazy? So it's a mixture of directive and non-directive coaching that I use. And I think it all really depends on how verbal the child is,
yeah,
and how much information. And also, you know, I might have a child that's sitting in front of me that's got some really, really great ideas. I think, but at the end of the session, it isn't me that makes a decision about what they need to do to implement or to make changes in their life. It's down to the child. And so they will go away at the end of the session and say, you know what, Naomi, I really like this idea. I'd like to try it out.
Do you find it difficult yourself to communicate with a child who doesn't want to communicate with an adult at all?
There have been times. And I think that's generally children that are much older. So children in their teens, you know, why is mum brought me here? I'm not going to say anything to you. You can't help me. I don't need help. I've got no problems. And I will talk to them about life. You know, I will talk to them about whatever they want to talk about, and then I will bring in some of the information that the parent has mentioned to me about things that they want me to talk to the child about, but in a really subtle way.
Mm. Yeah, it's a really complicated issue, really. I mean, you know, yeah. I was saying earlier that there's kind of no guidebook for when you're bringing up a child, is there? Or actually, there are plenty of them. You just don't know what to believe.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, parenting is the hardest job in the world, I believe. Mm. And, you know, it is all about trial and error. But when we find something and it's working, then we kind of have to keep going with it.
Naomi Richards, the kids' coach, on the radio with me this evening. Nice to talk to her. If you want to find out more about the kids' coach, very simple to do so. Just navigate to her website. There's loads of information here, and just don't forget that Naomi's got a book out next year as well. The website, thekidscoach.org.uk. Thekidscoach.org.uk. Get an update on the